and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The small business community has been severely impacted by the pandemic. The financial assistance from the various levels of government has certainly helped, but our next guest says that his experience working with small business owners through all of this has highlighted the importance of having a strong and supportive network already in place. Dominic Miarten is president and CEO of Optus Bank. He joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Dom, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much for including me.
Start with a brief history and overview of your bank.
This bank is built on the courage and significant investment of several African-American business owners dating back to 1921 when they created Victory Savings Bank, with the idea that every person in America, and at that time, every person primarily focused in the Midlands, should have access to opportunities to build wealth, to buy homes, to grow their businesses. That mission and that legacy is still thriving today as Optus Bank, one of 20 African-American-owned banks in the country and the only one in the state of South Carolina. We intentionally focus on serving everyone, but particularly underserved people in places, particularly small businesses, micro businesses, women-owned businesses, minority businesses.
And so what prompted the name change from Victory to Optus?
The big shift occurred when South Carolina Community Bank, which was the successor bank to Victory Savings Bank, really decided to change its focus to be a bank that scales not just in South Carolina, really scales across the country. So the name South Carolina Community Bank really didn't fit that new strategy. Our name stands for options, for access, choice.
Well, Dom, share with us what the banking environment is like right now, and I guess in particular your sector, the community banking area, the Great Recession from 2008-2009. That indeed was a real estate and a banking crisis mostly, but this is different now. Compare the two and tell us what your industry is going through right now.
This time, the entire economy and every aspect of the economy is impacted in a significant way, some less so than others. In the community bank space, particularly community banks that focus on small businesses, if you happen to be a community bank that focuses on the restaurant industry or has a high concentration of loans in the restaurant industry, you know, you may be really struggling to assist your borrowers. But the silver lining in this crisis, if there is such a thing, is that community banks have really been shining in this moment by really stepping out there, not just with Paycheck Protection Program loans, but really assisting their borrowers with loan deferrals, with restructuring their loans, assisting them get into new lines of business. You've reported several times, I've enjoyed your reports on innovative businesses that have been created. And community banks are stepping into that void and allowing those businesses to thrive. So in the current phase, we believe that the fallout is yet to be fully realized. We think we're at the beginning of it versus at the end of it. Most community bankers, of course, want to be cautiously optimistic, but we also have a very hard time seeing what's next, what the recovery looks like. Will some of those businesses that have been successful for 10, 20, 30 years come back? Will they be able to reopen? So it's a very interesting and strange time for most community banks.
Now, in my introduction, I mentioned that, you know, in your work with the small business community during this pandemic, you're discovering that most businesses, that their support network, their social networks are helping them pull through this.
Yes, that is what we're observing. And as a community banker and as friends with a lot of the great community banks we have in this state, I think there is a revival of that understanding what relationships and social networks and relationship banking or relationship with your lawyer or your accountant or that support infrastructure that a small business needs to be successful, how those networks are so important, especially in times of stress or distress when you have to have that personal relationship and the personal touch.
Well, Dom, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Dominic Miartin is president and CEO of Optus Bank in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his bank posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.